Increasingly, the words person-centered are used in social services and even in licensing standards. Being person-centered can start with small actions that can create opportunities for people to develop deeper connections and to find a sense of belonging in their communities.
I talk to people in a regular tone of voice. I don't change my tone of voice based on the person that I'm talking to. I talk to everybody the same.
I like to ask the person questions about their likes and dislikes or what they like to do because I'm truly interested in them.
When you take a moment to get to know the individual, you become more aware of what the person is communicating, both verbally and with body language, and you begin to work with the person to achieve their goals. Being person-centered helps you become more aware of how to focus your work around the person and their preferences, and not just tasks. In addition to the positive supports rule, Minnesota Statutes Chapter 245D also mentions person-centered principles and places them into three categories: person-centered planning and delivery, self-determination, and providing the most integrated setting. Let's brush up on the values of person-centered approaches and review the actions you can take to influence the lives of the people you support.